Good morning, class. How's everybody doing today? Excited? I bet. Well, welcome to the last day of your sexual preparedness course. In a few months, you'll all be off to college, and with the knowledge that you've gained from this course, I think it's safe to say you'll all be on track to having healthy, stimulating sex lives. Now, as you're all well aware, today is your final exam. The practical. It's time to put the information you've learned so far to work. Since all of you are still virgins, and this is the first time that you've been put in such a situation, there will be some slight guidance from me on how to proceed, but keep in mind, consent, emotion, sensuality, I expect to see all of these aspects shown throughout your presentations in order for you to receive a passing grade. Is everyone clear on that? Good. Let's begin. Jessica, dear, will you please step to the front of the room? Good girl. Now, tell me, are you on birth control? Oh, don't be shy, dear. I already know your answer from the course registration paperwork. I just need you to confirm it for me verbally. And don't worry, you were all assured when you signed up that nothing you do in this class will ever leave these walls. Your parents will never know. So, tell me, Jessica, are you on birth control? No? Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. We'll need to be extra careful with physical contraceptive methods in that case, won't we? Now, Jessica, as the only female in this class, today's exam will be very different for you than for the rest of the class. With your consent, you will be our demonstration piece for the boys to use. You will be judged on how well you please them in turn, as well as your enthusiasm and obedience. Are you okay with this? Yes, I thought you would be. I've seen the glances you've thrown some of these boys over the last semester. You've been absolutely dying to get your hands on a few of them, haven't you? Well, let's get started then. It's time to get these boys motivated and ready to begin their exams. How do we do that? Do you not remember our first lesson, Jessica? No? Pity. I explicitly mentioned in that lesson a surefire way for a woman to excite a man. What about you boys? Which of you remembers? Gary? Good memory, Gary. Or was that just wishful thinking on your part? No matter. Yes, stripping is the answer we were looking for. Men are typically such visual creatures, and seeing a tight young body slowly reveal itself to them is near irresistible, and a surefire way to harden their cocks and prepare them for sexual intercourse. Class, please look closely at Jessica here. I'm sure many of you have already raked your eyes over her figure many times throughout the semester, what with her being the only girl in class, and an attractive one at that. Have you already noticed how her ample curves are hidden beneath the modest outfit she likes to wear? I bet many of you have fantasized about this moment, finding out exactly what lies underneath. Jessica, may I? Good girl. First, let me give a demonstration of my own. The boys aren't the only ones in class who need to be excited now, are they? Boys, pay close attention to my movements. Notice how I move behind her slowly. My hands sliding over her hips softly, pulling her back into me until her firm young ass barely brushes against the front of my body. Can you see how her breathing hitched as she felt my breasts press against her back? Do you notice how her chest is rising and falling faster as I run my hands up and down the sides of her body, moving closer and closer to her own supple breasts with each pass? Watch now, as my thumbs just barely graze the undersides of her breasts, how she pushes her chest forward, desperate for the pads of my thumbs to be smoothing over the sensitive nipples already hard and straining against the thin fabric of her shirt. Who here thinks I should give her what she wants? Show of hands? No one. Aww. I'm sorry, Jessica. Majority rules. To be honest, I think they're enjoying the power of teasing you. But you'll have your turn to get them back when they're inside of you, won't you? Keep that in mind. Now, I think we've waited long enough. Let's get you out of these clothes. First, let's let the boys take a look at just how hard those nipples of yours are. I can tell you're not wearing a bra. Not with those perky teen tits of yours. So when I slide your shirt off, like so. There we go. A perfect set of breasts. Now, class, watch as my fingers move down to unbutton her jeans. Do you see how her hips are thrusting forward unconsciously? This is a clear indication of how excited she is already. And if I were to hazard a guess, I'd bet her panties are wet already. Let me just slide these jeans down, and we'll see for ourselves. Looks like I was right. This tiny little scrap of lace is already soaked through. Well, they're not much use staying on in such a state, are they, honey? Why don't you step on out of them? Jessica, did you notice their collective intake of breath? I'm sure none of these boys have seen a tight young pussy outside of internet porn before. Why don't you hop up on my desk and spread your legs to give them a nice view? That's a good girl. Notice how swollen and wet she is already, boys? I think we're ready to begin the first exam. Gary, since you were the only one to remember the details of our first lesson, you get to be lucky number one. Step forward, please. Thank you. Now, I want you to stand in front of the desk, between Jessica's spread legs. I bet you can feel the heat of her pussy already. But remember, for a first encounter, you don't want to skip foreplay. It only heightens everything that comes after. So, Jessica, Gary, please kiss. Very well done. Gary, why don't you proceed with moving your lips down? That's good, just like that. Kiss her jaw. Her neck, her breast. Oh, she certainly likes that, doesn't she? I hope the boys in the back can hear her moans as well as I can. They are quite delicious sounding. Okay, Jessica, It's your turn. Why don't you unbutton his jeans just as I demonstrated earlier and give his cock some nice attention? Very good. Oh, Gary, you are quite genetically gifted, aren't you? That's it, Jessica. Light strokes, just like we practiced on the banana. Up and down, up and down, up and oh, oh, already? Aw, well, you tried, Gary. There are wipes in the desk drawer. Clean yourself up while we start the second exam. Let's go with Tyler? Yes. Come forward, and we'll start right where we left off. Jessica, you are getting quite good at this already. I'm glad you took our practice lesson so seriously the other day. You were giving quite the effective hand job. Tyler's already thrusting into your grip after just a few strokes. Well, let's not have a repeat of the first exam. Jessica, slide down onto the floor on your knees. Let's move on to oral stimulation. Good girl. Now, start by licking around the head softly while you keep your grip firm around his shaft. You're right. He is dripping quite a bit of cream already. Lick it clean, like a lollipop. Perfect. Now, suck on his head, sliding your lips down his shaft a bit before pulling back, matching the rhythm of your hand. Take note of how his balls are tightening as you work him. He's getting close already. Keep pumping his thick cock. You're milking his cum right into your mouth. Be prepared to... that's it. Hold it, honey. Swallow it all before you send him on his way. Girl. Jared, why don't you come up here and start your exam while Tyler cleans off? Thank you, Jessica. As you were. I didn't have to tell you twice. You are such an eager thing. Wonderful. Now, sweetie, I want you to focus on taking him further into your mouth this time. Relax your throat. Let him push past your body's defenses. Yes. Oh, don't worry. It's natural to gag a little. But just stay calm and breathe through your nose as you suck him. You'll be able to control it. Jared, why don't you place your hands on her head and guide her towards you? That's it. Keep pumping into her mouth. Just like... Huh? Yes, Kevin? Why are you raising your hand? You want to go now. But, well, actually, I suppose this would be a good... Actually, I suppose this would be as good a time as any to introduce spit roasting, wouldn't it? Jessica, get back up on the desk. Lay on your stomach this time. Legs spread. Jared, get on the other side of the desk and keep her mouth full. Kevin, you heard Jessica's answer before. She's not on birth control. Grab one of the condoms from the bowl on the desk and roll it on. Quite an impressive sight, Kevin. Now, stand between her legs and insert your fingers inside her tight little pussy. Do you feel how wet she is already? She's been having so much fun. Jessica, I know your mouth is occupied, but remember the physical motions you can make to express consent. Are you ready for Kevin to enter you? Thumbs up. That's the go-ahead, Kevin. Remember that there may be a little bit of blood as you break her hymen with your thick cock. Just keep fucking her. Nice and slow. Just like that. Can you hear her little whimpers around Jared's cock? It's absolutely delightful. Now, boys, with the rate you all are blowing your loads, we're leaving her empty far too long while you guys switch positions. I want you to form lines on either side of the desk, so as soon as one of you drains your cum into her, she can be filled again instantly. Thank you. Oh, speaking of, done already, Jared? Oh, it looks like you didn't do as well swallowing this time, Jessica. I can see some of his cum sliding down your chin from here. That'll be a mark off, dear. Do try harder, please. Carter, your turn. I like your style. Holding her hair to pull her all the way down your cock. She won't have an easy time spilling your seed if it poured all down her throat now, will she? Oh, Kevin, I can tell you're getting close. Finish strong. Pump deep inside of her while you spill your seed. Attaboy. Dispose of your condom in the wastebasket there. And now it's your turn, Charlie. Already got your condom on. Good boy. Proceed. How are you feeling, Jessica? Thoroughly used with these thick cocks stretching you? You're handling it marvelously so far. Another thumbs up. Perfect. Oh, done already, Charlie? A little too eager. That'll be marks off, dear. Jacob, your turn. Huh? Oh, you're right, Paul. This would be more efficient if she was using her hands as well. Fine. Paul, Kyle. Oh, you're already moving over. Okay. Well, good. Put those handjob skills to use, Jessica. Just because you're not taking these boys inside of you doesn't mean you don't need to work their cocks just as hard. Wait. Jacob! Are you not wearing a condom? Jacob, no! Pull out right now! Jacob, now! No, 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 no. Do not come in her, young man. She's not on birth control. Don't make me come over there. Brian! Peter, let go of me. What are you boys doing? Let go of me now. I need to stop this. You're both flunked as well. No. What are you guys doing with her? Let go of me. Let go. Why are you moving her? Justin, why are you moving forward? She's already all full. What are you... No, no, double penetration is for the advanced course. Boys, let go of me. I need to... Excuse me? What the hell do you think you're... No. Stop. Stop rubbing my breasts. I do not consent to this. Let go. Yes, this is like how I said to do it, but not to me. Okay, yes, you're right. I did say that all of you boys needed to be trained, and you want to use me? No, 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 please. I'm married. No, my shirt. Brian. Your mouth is so hot on my breast.
Oh, I can feel your tongue tracing my nipple. Oh, what? No. No, don't lift my skirt up, Peter. No, please, no. Oh, God. Oh, God, your cock is so big. Oh, please. Oh, please, Peter, I'm married. Oh, we're trying for a baby, and I'm on fertility drugs. Please don't fuck me. Please don't. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, why are you moving, Brian? No, I can't fit both of you in my pussy. No, please stop. Ow! Oh my god, you're stretching me completely. Oh my god. Oh, I can feel both of your cocks moving against each other inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna rip in two. Oh, no. No, stop. Oh, God, boys. No, what are you doing to her now? Jessica, are you okay? Please, sweetie, give me a thumbs up. Please give me a thumbs up. You boys are horrible. You're all failing. I'm flogging you all. Oh, fuck. No, please. No, please don't. Brian, I can feel your cock swelling. Please. Please, Blue-Owl. Please don't come in my fertile pussy. Please. Please, no. No. Oh, God. God, I can feel your cum spilling out of me. Oh, no. No, not you two. Not you two, Peter. No. Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck you. God damn it. Fuck you both. No. What are you doing? Why are you moving me? Well, Steve, why are you sitting there without your pants on? You want me to do what? No, his cock is too big. He can't fit in my ass. No way. No, please. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, God, it hurts so bad. You didn't even use lube. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel their cum slipping out of my pussy and pulling on your balls. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel your balls slapping against my ass. Oh, God. They're so big. Oh, God. Is Jessica okay? Oh, God, please tell me I can hear her sobbing. Jessica! Stop touching me, you fucking asshole! Fuck! God, that just turned you on, didn't it? I could feel your cock pulsing in my ass. God, you fucking asshole, that turns you on, that I'm pain. Fuck! It hurts so bad. Please stop. Please. Oh. Oh, my next class. Oh, thank God. Help. Go get a teacher. Please. It's an emergency. What? No. What are you doing? Why are you shutting the door? You need to leave. Get a teacher. No. Why are you taking your clothes off? Please, don't come over here. No, please get away. No, get your cock away from me. No. No. Oh God. Oh God, Peter, I can feel you coming. I can feel you filling my ass with your seed. No. No. Wait, no, Jessica, I can't hear Jessica anymore. Let me, oh God, get off of her, she's passed out, get away from her, you fucking asshole, stop fucking her, she's not conscious, she's gonna choke on your cum, no, let me go, no, don't, oh God, how are there more of you, why are you chucking me to the floor, oh fuck, not my ass again, no, I don't want to sit on your cock, please, okay, oh, you're even fucking bigger than he was, oh fuck, too big, no, wait, why are you getting between my legs, oh fuck, my pussy, and my ass, all filled at the same time, oh fuck, I can feel your cocks rubbing together through my skin, oh god, please, oh, have mercy, please, I don't want to get pregnant from a student, oh, please, I love my husband, oh, please, oh, okay, say what, yes, okay, I'm your old, married, whore. Yes, I like your young cocks filling my wet holes. Yes, I'll jack off you guys too. Fuck whatever you want. Fuck. Yes, so you have your married teacher whore riding two young cocks and jacking off on another two. Yes, you're right. I need to fill my whore mouth, too. I'm sorry. That was a big load. Fuck. You other boys have coated my hands in your cum. Oh, no. No more. More? God, how many of there are you? Wait. Why are you pulling out of my pussy? What? No. No, you can't fit both inside my ass. No. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. God, there's so much cum all over me. Looping up my tight little asshole as you push your fat cock inside. Oh, fuck. Both of you moving against each other. It's side of my hole. Oh god. I'm sorry. You're right. No more. Oh God, you're coming. You're coming. Oh, Principal Williams, thank God, help. These boys have gone wild and Jessica's unconscious and they won't stop touching her and they fill me with so much gum. Please, Principal, please call the police. Principal, what are you? Oh, no, please don't take out your cock. Please don't. I understand. Yes, you're right. I'm a whore. Only a whore would have asked you to teach a sexual preparedness class. Yes, you're right. Of course, I knew this would happen. Of course, this would happen if I taught boys how to fuck. It's natural they'd make me their cum bucket. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am the school's cum bucket. Fuck. Please. Please, my ass. God, I'm feeling... I'm splitting open. Oh, God. I can feel you both swelling. Oh, fuck. Ah. God, I can feel you both. I can feel your cum spilling inside of me. Ah. Yes, I'm sorry, I'll keep writing. Yes, I am your little whore. Yes, I am your teacher whore. Yes, I am your teacher whore. Yes, I am your whore. Your whore. You're whore. Oh, fuck. My ass feels so used and stretched now that you're out of me. Oh, God. What am I gonna tell my husband? Oh, God. What if I'm pregnant? Please. Please. Please let this be over. Please. I need to... Yes. I'm sorry, Principal. You want me to what? No. No, she's passed out. No, please, sir, no. Okay. Yes. I'll crawl over and lick all the cum out of her pussy. Like a good little teacher whore. Wait, sir, why are you... Oh, God, your cock is so big in my pussy. Oh, God, I can feel every inch of you from this position. Oh, fuck, you're so big. Oh, yes, okay, I'll keep licking. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, please, Principal William. Oh, pull out, please, please. I can feel your tensing. Please. Oh, no, no. Please don't come at me. Please, please don't. Please, I don't want your baby. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'd be lucky to have your baby. You're right. A real man's baby instead of my pathetic husband's. You're right, sir. Thank you. Oh, fuck. I can feel your cock spilling. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you? You're choking me. Oh, forcing me back onto the thick cock as you. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for your cum. Of course, I'll suck your cock clean of my whore juices. I can't move. Oh, please, why are you all over here now? You've already come. Why are you here, Principal? What? Oh, they're going to come all over us. Mark us as the cum buckets we are. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Gone so much hot sticky cum all over my body. Fuck. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for making me your cum bucket. Thank you for your cum. Oh, yes. Fine. You're all getting A's. You all pass. Yes. I'll see you tomorrow for our next lesson. Thank you.